Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
It's Sunday and we are live once again, June 20th, and I'm going to talk to the cougars, to you all ladies that are hot to trot, you know, around my age. I guess I would be a cougar. I'm 48. I don't know. What's a cougar? A cougar is an older woman is what I'm assuming. How do you all define cougars? I define a cougar as an older woman that is interested in younger males, or she could get the attention of younger guys or women that are interested in younger guys. I'm not interested in younger guys. I told you all a month ago that I had younger guys all my life I had younger guys that would hit on me. I remember when my son would tell me, he would be like, well, that he was talking to his friends and his friends would be like, hook me up with your sister. He's like, which one? Because he has three sisters. And they would describe him, but they would be describing me. He's like, that's my mama. That's not my sister, like that. So I've always had younger guys trying to hit on me. I'm pretty sure a lot of older women have. Last month, I told you all about a younger guy that was met every criteria on my criteria list. And he kind of got upset and just stopped communicating with me, period, once I told him, like, no, I'm not interested. He was 30, like not 30 something. He was 30 years old. I'm 48. I was like, nah, I'm not really into younger guys. No. I've never been into younger guys. Never. I don't even look at them as it relates to seeking a partner, or they don't turn my head or anything like that. I like men around my age or a little bit older than I am that are very well kept physically. And I know a lot of people love it. It serves them a better purpose to think that people my age, 48, 49, 50, don't think about sex, and it will be a relationship about companionship and somebody to hold hands and rock on the porch with, because we don't think about sex. It would be a very sexual relationship. That's why physically they would have to be fine and hot. What I consider fine and hot is one of my criteria with dating and even wanting to be with someone. Yeah, they would have to be fine and hot like that. Now, so I define a cougar as a woman that is unlike me. So I may not be a cougar. I define a cougar as a woman that is my age, but unlike me, she is actually interested in younger men, sexually attracted to them, in a relationship with them, or seeking relationships with younger men, or her attention and focus are on younger men. My attention and focus on older, chivalrous, debonair, sophisticated, you know, hot, good-looking men that are slightly older like that. And so what do you all think, you all cougars that like younger men? What is your attraction towards them? What's attractive to you? What attracts you to them? And they're younger than you are, so I'm assuming it's not their financial status all the time, because if you're older and they're younger, they may not be at the prime of their financial status. And also with younger men and them maybe, especially if they're in their 30s and they can still have children, or they could want children or haven't had children yet. And then if you're older than them and that's not a possibility for you, or you've been there, done that. So what attracts you to them? Is it their bodies? Is it their bodies? I don't like hairless men. I talked about this last year. A hairless man is like being with, for me, it's like being with a child despite their age. I like my men ripe. I want you ripe, but I want you fine and sexy and hot still like that, because it's not about holding hands on the porch and finding a companion. Not yet. I'll be there when I get older. Now, so what, older women, what attracts you to them? Is it their youth? Is it their virility? Is it the sex? Is it their appearance? What is it? Now, you know, in the United States specifically is what I'm going to speak about. It could be all over the world also. And welcome back, everyone. I'm happy to have you here. Welcome back. It could be all over the world also, where it's common that older men would be attracted to younger women. And the main reason people would stay is because if the older man wants to have children, older men with younger women, if the children and the looks and the appearance, because a younger woman would be, I guess she would not be older. So she would sometimes, not always, be beautiful, but he's attracted to her youth. So it may be the numbers and the number, the age number and not the appearance, or is it appearance and what is attracting the older man to the younger woman? Or does it make him feel good being an older man and having a younger woman? I don't know what it is, but I feel that both ways, it kind of looks strange when you're a man and your wife is being confused for your daughter or your granddaughter. And I would feel strange if I was a woman and my husband was being confused for my grandson or my son. But that's just me, and I could be completely wrong. But I would feel strange with that, you know. And a lot of people say, if you love the person, on this show, that's not how we think. So what is it, cougars? Cougars, like that. What is it, cougars, that are attracting you all to younger men? Is it their body? Is it the sex? Is it their youth? Do you feel that you're robbing them of something? Like the older woman, do you feel like if the man is in his 30s and he hasn't had children or anything, do you feel that you're robbing him of his ability to do that? If you're already in your 50s or whatever, or late 50s, or if you're in your late 40s and you've already had children and you don't want any more children, or you can't have any more children, but he can still have that. Do you feel that you're robbing that opportunity from him? I know it's more appealing for younger women to date older men because of the financial situation. You're not going to see many younger women with older men that are broke sometimes, but not usually like that, that are not financially stable or financially secure. So she gets something out of it and he gets out of it. I guess, I don't know what an older man would get out of being with a younger woman. I guess the same thing the cougars are getting out of it. A sex toy. I don't know. I don't know. That was a joke. But I don't know. So what is it? That's why I'm asking the question. What attracts you to them? And this show, is it about, where's the person you come across and you fall in love? No. What is attracting you, cougar, to the younger man? What is attracting you to him, to them? Now, is it the physical? Is it their innocence about life? Is it their inexperience? What is it? And Glenda states, it's better for the woman to be older than the man because he is more likely to get sick and die at a younger age. So Glenda's stating it's better for the woman to be older than the man is. If he wants to literally be around to be there for his female partner in their later years, he should get together with an older woman, or the chances are she will outlive him. Nice for him to have a nurse and a younger woman if she's willing to take care of him as he's declining, but definitely not the shivers thing to do. Men, I ask you, do you really want to be this kind of burden on your partner, she states. Is that fair and nice? The honorable thing for a man to do would be young enough to still be healthy and alive so the two people could give each other mutual support in their later years. And that, statistically speaking, means the man being younger than the woman. That's what Glenda states. What do you all think about that? Cougars, do you even think take that into consideration as it relates to what causes you to seek younger men out? What attracts you to younger men, especially you all that have had consecutive relationships or multiple relationships with men that are younger than you? And like that, I'm not talking 2 or 3 years younger. That's around your age. 4 years younger, that's around your age. I'm talking 5, 10, 15, 20 years younger. And you're attracted to those type of men that will be old enough to be young enough to be your sons. Just like a man, what attracts him to a woman that will be young enough to be his daughter, around his daughter's his daughter, around his children's age. And the men are attracted to those women. Those are the women they seek out. Those are the women that they're looking at. Those are the women they're attracted to. And it has nothing to do with personality and who you're falling in love with. That's what they're physically attracted to. And that's who they're seeking out for partners. What is the cause of this? I'm pretty sure it's different for each of them because each person thinks different. But I'm asking you specifically, what is the reason? And Scott states, well, the reason that younger men will be attracted to older women. So this is for you all cougars, but it depends on the person he states, but some potential benefits will include that the older woman, they are more mature, so typically there is less drama. There is more focus on what's important in the long run rather than small stuff that won't matter later. Number two, he states, an older woman is often less shy about the topic of sex and will often be more assertive. She's less likely to play shy and hope the guy figures it out. She is more likely to offer herself to her man or even initiate sexual relations when she wants sex, so less guessing on whether she wants sex or not. Number three, the reason he stated a younger man will be attracted to an older woman. Related to that, sexually, she is more experienced and knows what she wants and likes. A guy doesn't have to do a lot of guessing because she would tell him what turns her on and what she wants. She also would be more experienced in pleasing a man and turning him on. Number four, he states, if she is past menopause, there is no risk of pregnancy, so no need for birth control, and there are no periods to interrupt things. If she isn't past menopause, she will be experienced in birth control and know whether she wants more kids or not. Number five, why a younger guy, he states, will be attracted to older women. Why these younger men are attracted to you all cougars? Not all men, because most men, I guess, will be attracted to younger women based on what we see around us, with that being so common. But these that are attracted to the cougars, and you all attracted them, this is one guy's opinion of why. He states, number five, she often will have a better understanding of what makes a relationship work, having experienced a few herself. She can use this knowledge to guide a relationship in the right direction. Number six, some women look great when young, but they don't look as hot when older, usually because they didn't take care of themselves. With an older woman, you already know what she is going to look like when she's older because she is already older. And I'm hot to try like that. So cougars, you all that are hot, they're stating that when they're with a younger woman, she's hot and pretty then, but you don't know how she's going to look when she gets older. You know, because youth is temporary, but with the older woman, they already see you older and they already know how you're going to look. And cougars, you all that are interested in younger men, you usually look hot because you're turning everybody's head. The older, you're the younger every damn body, like that. So this is this guy's opinion. Number 70 states, in some cases, an older woman can provide financial stability, but not always. Depends on their personal situation and what you consider older. If you think someone in their 40s is older, then they probably have a career. If you think someone in their 60s is older, then they are more likely to need financial assistance. Yeah, because the one in their 60s would be in retirement age. In their 40s and 50s, they would still have to work. Number eight, and overall, it reduces the pressure on the man. An older woman often knows how to make a man feel at ease and knows how to relax him. An older woman will often tell her man verbally or non-verbally what she wants, meaning he doesn't have to think as much and doesn't have to guess. He could focus on making her happy rather than trying to guess what makes her happy. Yeah, that's correct, and learn it through damn trial and error and wasting too much time. He also states the actual benefits and disadvantages will vary by person, obviously, but these are a list of potential benefits. That's what he states. What do you all think about that? I don't know because I'm not interested in younger men. As I stated, younger men are interested in me for some crazy reason. I don't know why they would be, because I would so not be the type of person that they would be wanting. So now, and Letsa states, why do younger men date older women? The short answer, the reasons vary depending on how much older the woman is. Are you talking about 2 to 5 years? Are you talking about 6 to 10 years older? Are you talking about 15 years older or more? I think it depends on how attractive the woman is. For example, if the woman is absurdly attractive with an amazing body, and men of all ages turn their heads and look at her, that may be a part of it. However, more often than not, if there is a significant age difference of, say, 10 or more years, it may very well be that the male has borderline personality disorder, has a good number of borderline traits. Now, that's interesting to me because I told you all about the experience I'm having with the person that I'm interested in. He's 14 years older than I am, like that. So And a lot of people stating that's fine because I'm 48, he's 62, 63. And they were like, that's not bad. So when a man is attracted to a cougar and the man is younger, he has borderline personality disorder and a 10-year age difference all of a sudden becomes significant. Is all of a sudden a lot because the man is younger? Now let's carry on what she's stating. However, more than not, if there is a significant, okay, now, borderline personality disorder has a good number of borderline traits. Why do I say this? People, both male and female, with borderline personality disorder are seeking someone to parent them, to reparent them, so that they receive the nurturing and caretaking that they feel they didn't receive when they were children. You could call this mommy issues if the older partner is female, or daddy issues if the older partner is male. This could take the form of both heterosexual and homosexual relationships. As people with BPD often have identity issues, which sometimes bleeds into gender identity issues or even sexual orientation that is indiscriminate, bisexual, or some other sexual orientation. Conversely, when someone marries someone considerably younger than them or is constantly fantasizing about sex partners who are 3 to 4 decades younger than them, that person tends to be narcissistic, as in having narcissistic personality disorder. So what she's saying is that all the men walking around with younger women are not, is not because younger women are fertile and that makes them think about having children. It's because the men are narcissistic, and that any man that is younger than a woman is because he has borderline personality disorder. What do you all think about that? Narcissistic men often marry very young females with borderline personality disorder because of the very reason I mentioned above. People with BPD have daddy or mommy issues, and they seek out someone who will reparent them. So, for example, when you encounter a young woman in her early 20s who marries a man in his mid to late 40s, she likely does this because she needs someone to take care of her, and she has abandonment anxiety and feels as though a much older man is less likely to leave her for another female. So that may be the women with the 20s or the 40s. Yeah, that could be the case. But I think if a woman is in her 40s, in my case, and the man is in his 60s, it's not about him leaving for another woman. And it's not about daddy issues. Because I would want a man where I'm not the only one man that wants him. I want other women to be attracted to him also. I want him to be the prize. I want him to be sexy. I want him to be financial. It'll be a whole list of things. It wouldn't be about daddy issues and him abandoning and all of that. Because if you feared somebody abandoning you, you would want a low-quality person that you know isn't going anywhere and nobody else wants. Okay. She stated that the 20-year-old would want the older man so that he could take care of her and that he's less likely to leave her for someone else. A male with borderline personality disorder who marries a woman much older than him does so for the same reason. So a younger male thinks that she's saying that the younger male will feel that the older woman isn't going to leave him. If you understand the primary concerns and fears of individuals with BPD and NPD, you don't need further explanation, and that will make sense. This is commonly known and understood by therapists who specialize in diagnosing and treating individuals with NPD and BPD. There may be a very, very few rare exceptions to these scenarios, but they will be very much in the minority. I hope this helps to clear up any confusion you have on the matter. Okay. So I don't know. Somebody, John, answers her and states, I think what you just did is use borderline personality and narcissistic personality disorder to make them stick on the specific situation of a younger man dating an older woman. The bottom line is you are merely speculating without providing any good arguments for your assertions. To suggest that someone who dates someone 10 years older has borderline personality disorder is a pretty heavy statement to make, and you should probably only do so if you have some significant empirical proof to substantiate that claim. I kind of... And then Rob states she's right. Old narcs, older men that are narcissistic prey on younger people that are messed up emotionally because their parents have abusive and narcissistic. The pattern is repeating. So they say that older people that are with younger people, those of you that like younger people, they're stating that it's because of that you're messed up emotionally because your parents were probably narcissistic. Okay. I don't know, because with my case and the guy, he's 14 years older than me, I would not be attracted to him or want him, period, if he wasn't physically fit and sexually appealing. So, and financially stable and available and chivalrous. So, I don't know if I agree with this. So I don't know. What do you all think? Alana states, commenting on the statement that the person made about the borderline personality. Alana states, someone who actually had expertise, a psychologist, would not make such an irresponsible and inaccurate comment. All you have done is given your opinion without providing any concrete facts, evidence, or citation to back it up. Okay. Because I don't know about what she stated. I don't know. I feel that people have disorders mentally when they don't have any characteristics that they or qualities that they want the person to have. They'll just date anybody. I feel that those people do have something wrong with them if they don't have a list of criteria or standards. I think that something is wrong with those people, but I don't think that in this case, with you young older women and younger men being attracted to you all, or you all that attracted younger men, I don't feel that there is I don't think that there would be something wrong in all cases or that would be the reason. So, I don't know. Anonymous states, I'm a 30-year-old old Asian woman and I've experienced this quite often. Now, I'm going to make this statement about Asian women. You're 38, you probably look 28. You know? So I'm pretty sure you're getting hit on by a lot of Asian women, not all of them, but many of them do not look their ages. Asian people, I don't know if they stop aging or they age backwards like that. The women are very beautiful and very youthful when they are at whatever age. I'm a 38-year-old Asian woman, and I've experienced this quite often. I've often seen baby-faced guys as young as 21 or even younger. At least they look really young to me, often stare and smile awkwardly. One guy approached me at a bus stop recently and asked if I'd like to have a coffee with him at McDonald's. I can't remember the last time I visited a McDonald's, she stated. It's strange because I know as a teenager, I would have found some of these guys attractive. Today, they look like fresh-faced, innocent kids. That's how I look at them also. And they would serve the purpose of maybe being a sex toy, but you would easily get bored with them. I would. I think I have a theory, she states, on why these younger guys like older women, although I can only answer this from an Asian perspective. I think most Asian women actually look better as we age. Yeah, that could be one reason, most definitely. When we're younger, we look really young, and we often have this baby fat around our faces, which sometimes doesn't disappear until we're almost 30, and in some instances, even beyond 30. After about 35 or so, our faces start to become more chiseled and defined. We don't have that cute, round baby face anymore. We actually start looking like women rather than baby face sherps. Also, with age comes wisdom and confidence. Yes, wisdom and confidence most definitely comes with age. I don't know what about being in your 40s makes you confident, but it does, like that. So that combined with a more womanly face, it's probably what I think a lot of us look why I think a lot of us look hotter now than we were did when we were younger, especially we keep our bodies in shape. I can only speak about aging women as this is something I've personally experienced with and can also say the same about other Asian women I know. So she could have a point, most definitely. Now, and Lisa states some younger men like older women because they are simply tired of the drama and immaturity frequently shown by women their own age and want to be with an experienced woman. Also men in their 20s and 30s who aren't ready for marriage and want to learn and expand emotionally would find older women 6 to 12 years older attractive. Older women who date younger men typically aren't looking to marry any of them. So this presents a win-win. Once a woman 35 plus wants marriage and a deeper commitment, she'll probably seek out an older man. Yeah. Some older men, she states, like to chase younger women around because they are struggling with their own aging and want to have a trophy on their arm. They don't mind if they are 15 to 20 years older as long as she's hot. These tend to be superficial men with narcissistic traits. Well, I don't know because, as I state, the guy that I'm interested in, he's 62, 63, moving too damn slow for me. I'm 48. He thinks I'm hot. He's always talking about how hot he thinks I am. I don't know if he is because he's won the trophy. I feel that he can get someone 20, 30 years old because he has the money to do it, and they will be with him for that, even though he knows that I have a list of criteria and expectations and standards. And he knows that because I told him what they are. And he's very much still. And so I don't know if he's narcissistic or not. I don't know. Other men, she stated, in their 50s prefer women who are no more than 5 years younger because they want an enduring partnership and not someone who wants a daddy figure to pay their way. I came on the podcast a month ago when I had actually started dating. I became open to dating a month ago. And I stated that a lot of older men are not looking for women twice their age or younger than them, because I guess a lot of them know how embarrassing that looks. And, you know, and people are wanting more serious relationships now. I don't know. Finally, and back to the question at hand, she states, a lot of younger men like older women because they want to be taken care of financially and emotionally. It could be financially, because then he knows that, because if he's younger, he's probably not going to have anything. And she's older, she could have accumulated more than he has, and maybe he's wanting somebody to take care of him financially. That's why I would not be wanting a younger guy, because hell, I want that out of an older man. I want a man that's more financially set than I am. And as I stated, the 30-year-old guy, he was a millionaire. I told you all about him a few weeks ago, because that's what's in my dating pool, men that have more money. So some of them, they could be younger and have money also. So I guess it depends person to person. It depends. But we could take a poll and see. They want financially and emotional security. These are men successful women need to be aware of. They might flatter the older woman and charm her just so they can move in and be financially dependent. I won't have it. I'm not even interested in younger guys, period. With financial security or with them having it or not, I'm just not, no. Unfortunately, gold digging goes both for men and women. There are many women out there who are 35 to 55 with high 6 and 7 and even 8-figure businesses who may find it difficult to attract partners their own age, so they take on a boy toy. There are plenty of young men lining up for this type of arrangement. So men are making themselves available to be boy toys to you all cougars that are interested in younger men. They're interested in you all also. Not all because they're wanting to be your boy toy. But hell, if that's all they have to offer, they know it, and they however they can get in, I guess they're like, they're willing to take the position. Some of them, it can most definitely be for love. It depends. You know, everything is possible, and anything is possible. But my question still stands as it relates to older women. What do you find attractive about younger men? Those of you that are attracted to younger men. And not you came across one and he happened to be younger, but you're attracted to, like, I came across this 62-year-old and he hadn't met the standards and qualifications. He just happened to be 62. I wasn't seeking anybody that much older. Okay. Now, I'm talking to women who you're seeking young men and you're attracted to young men physically or emotionally or whatever. Just like older men that are seeking younger women and they're attracted to younger women. What's the attraction? What's the pull? What's the lure? Is it the youth? Is it the vitality? Is it the sex? Is it the innocence? What is it? Do you feel like you're robbing them of something? Do you think about when you get older, if you're the older person in the equation and that person getting older with you and if it becomes serious or marriage and having to take care of you as you age? Because you have to take, it's not about, well, the love and if they love each other. It's not about that. When you're talking about, and age is just a number, it's not about that. It's about when people are older and one is significantly older, the clock doesn't stop ticking, it continues to tick. Does the older person take into consideration and go in it with their eyes wide open that one day this person is going to have to be my caretaker? And does the younger person see that one day they're going to have to be the caretaker of that older person? Like that. And I think that older person should see it that way and should be honored that person loves them enough and is willing to sacrifice their years that they could be with somebody their own age or younger and be with, but they're with them and willing to take care of them when they get older. Because no matter about the love and how you feel about the person, reality states the clock still is ticking. And if somebody's older, they're going to need a caregiver if you get into a serious relationship with them. And the younger person would have made a great sacrifice because they could have been with people around their age that they can grow older with or younger than them, like that. So let's look at things from reality. But everything is fun as long as it lasts. But when things get serious, you have to take a serious perspective. And love doesn't conquer all. You have to be prepared and ready for everything and know what you're getting into before you get into it. And maybe younger men like women that think like this, like that, or feel more secure with them, you know, or maybe they like just throwing caution to the wind. And then when the shit hits the fan, everybody's surprised about the shit that was already out there if you would have looked at it and went into things and knew what you were taking on instead of that day coming and then complaining about it like that. I think those types of relationships, if they become serious, it would most definitely cause people to appreciate. It would definitely be about appreciating, most definitely, and seeing where someone has sacrificed and appreciating them for that. That's the way that I see it. Whether the man is younger or the woman is younger, man is older, woman is older, like that.